Title: Medicare Advantage Plans Under Fire. The Department of Justice files complaints in intervention. Content: As reported in earlier blogs, the Federal Department of Justice, DOJ, has been actively looking into potential abuses by Medicare Advantage, MA, organizations as to allegedly improper risk adjustment claims submissions and practices. Earlier this month, and as had been anticipated, the DOJ filed complaints in intervention against United Health Group Incorporated and related Medicare Advantage entities in two False Claims Act CATAM lawsuits in United States ex rel. James Swobin v. Secure Horizons, et al., and United States ex rel. Benjamin Poling v. United Health Group Incorporated, et al. Previously, the DOJ had announced its intent to intervene in both cases, as well as its intent to conduct ongoing investigations of other potential defendants, including HealthNet Incorporated, Aetna Incorporated, Bravo Health Incorporated, which is part of Cigna, and Humana Incorporated. As alleged in the Poling complaint, United damaged the Medicare program by at least over $1 billion by failing to look both ways and thereby failing to delete invalid diagnoses submitted to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. As explained in the Swobin complaint, the Medicare Advantage Risk Adjustment Payment Model, which pays MA organizations greater amounts based on the acuity of beneficiaries as reflected in the submission of diagnosis codes, creates powerful incentives for MA organizations to overreport diagnosis codes in order to exaggerate the expected healthcare costs for their enrollees. To combat this inherent incentive, CMS requires that diagnosis codes be supported in the beneficiary's medical records, that the MA organizations certify that submitted codes are accurate and truthful, and that the MA organizations have effective compliance programs. Despite the safeguards required by CMS, the DOJ alleges in both complaints that United failed to look both ways in submitting claims to CMS. Specifically, United used a predominantly one-sided revenue-generating program, mining for additional misdiagnosis codes, without reviewing charts in good faith to determine if providers had reported codes that were not supported in the medical record. Similarly, according to the DOJ, United systematically ignored in bad faith other information that would have lowered risk scores and led to decreased payments. As a result, United allegedly reported skewed data, artificially inflating patients' risk scores, avoided negative payment adjustments, and retained payments to which it was not entitled. United engaged in all of these one-sided activities, according to the complaints, despite knowing that diagnosis codes submitted by providers for Medicare risk adjustment purposes are often not supported by the medical records. Indeed, DOJ notes, United entered into gain-sharing agreements and other incentive programs with providers that only increased the risks that providers would report invalid diagnoses to increase their own revenues. The DOJ complaints in Poling and Swobin only underscore the potential and growing risks to Medicare Advantage plans and the need for plans and providers to proactively document the adequacy of their control environment and compliance programs, clarify the appropriateness of their business practices and interventions, and conduct a review of their overall approach to the risk adjustment process and coding. If you have any questions, please contact Stephen Chanany by email or at 212-653-8199. Categories: DOJ, Healthcare, Medicare. As seen in Healthcare Law Blog.